It's time to go under the Friday night lights with a look at the big game of the week.
Well, Steve, you didn't have to travel far tonight. You were over at Memorial Stadium about 2 miles away.
Right down the block.
Watching the Metro League Championship game. You got a Ballard team coming in at 5-0 in Metro, 7-2 overall. What a job Joey Thomas has done with that program, just turning around. He was one of our guests in studio just a few weeks ago. He has done a fabulous, fabulous job, and his team, the Valley Division champions of the Metro, but the Metro League title, you got to go up and above just winning the Valley Division. And that means beating Eastside Catholic, the number one team in the state and the defending state champion. So a tall order for Joey Thomas and the Ballard Beavers tonight. Tell us what happened.
Absolutely. I mean, Joey Thomas came in the first episode that we had this season, and he had so much energy and so much just enthusiasm about his team this year. And, you know, for what they had done the past two seasons, you know, it's good to see. But at the same time, you're thinking, are they ready to take that next step?
Right.
And certainly they have this year, because this season they've matched what they've their win totals from the last two seasons combined.
Wow.
So they've already gotten seven and two this season. Just absolutely great. Something that you've mentioned all week is the acronym RFBT, Ready for Big Time. Mm-hmm. And I think this was that moment for Ballard, because – you know, I don't think anyone really expected Ballard to maybe win in this game, but if they could go toe-to-toe to them, it would be a good litmus test to where they've come this year. And, you know, it started out as you would expect, which was Eastside Catholic getting the ball and promptly marching it down the field for an opening drive touchdown. But this wasn't the same kind of touchdown that you see all the time from other teams, what they just run away with. This was a drive where they were forced to convert on fourth down. They were they made penalties and errors that put them back where they had to gain those yards back. There was some nice tackling by the Beavers. You know, they had to really earn it to get to that. It was a 6-minute touchdown drive that put everything to Eastside Catholic's team to, you know, get that score. Unfortunately, the Beavs couldn't get a response really of any sort in that next drive, not even really change up field position. I mean, they moved the chains a little bit, but a punt that didn't really go too far, it set up Eastside for another kind of short field, and they capitalized once again as Devin Arbus Jackson on a crossing route found a 65-yard touchdown from Harley Kirsch. And wow, I mean, those are just two of their just top players among many of their amazing, talented players on their team. And both of those drives, actually, they had botched PAT, so it was 12-0 early on, which, you know, it's a small victory for Ballard, who was just scrapping for anything. Unfortunately, in the next drive, Ballard finally got something going, but it was kind of cut short when Divine Tolis coughed it up on a really nice run. He got about 20 yards, was moving the ball up the field, but he coughed it up, and what was his name? Malik Putney picked it up, took it 60 yards the other way, set him up for a score a few plays later by Tyler Folks, and it was the route was on. It just continued to go from there. There was a Hunter Bryant touchdown late in the second quarter, a 15-yard strike. It was 40-0 at the half.
Wow.
And that was where I left it. So I don't know if it's quite over yet, because this game got started late. It was scheduled for a 7:45 start, and it actually didn't tip off or kick off until 8:07. So,
well, you told the story of the game. I think we probably know how this one ended up. Maybe Ballard got on the scoreboard. We certainly hope so. And we do tip our cap to the job that Joey Thomas has done turning that program around. But there's no question that Eastside Catholic has gotten to that next level. And really, you know, to be honest, Steve, Eastside Catholic 3 years ago was in the spot where Ballard is right now. I mean, Eastside Catholic was that team, are you ready for the big time?
Right.
And they finally were able to crack through last year and be that team at the top, beat Bellevue when nobody anticipated they beat Bellevue in the state championship game, and now they're the team to beat. But it really doesn't look like there's anybody in 3A that's going to touch the Crusaders.
No, I mean, it's hard to believe this, but as good as they've been playing, I don't even think Eastside Catholic has played their best football yet. I think it's still a few weeks away.
Wow.
I mean, winning the Metro League title tonight was like when you wake up on Christmas morning and you get the stocking stuff. It's cool, but you see that there's a big old box with your name on it under the tree, and your eyes are fixated on that,
right.
And that's all that matters. And that state title is all that matters for this Eastside Catholic squad, because
no,
they are so talented.
Yeah, Eastside Catholic is just a monster, and they'll, you know, they'll get tested in the playoffs. You know, Lincoln, who played them tough, only lost by a touchdown.
Absolutely.
In the state tournament last year. I believe it was 28-21, the final score. Eastside Catholic had a tough time putting them away. Lincoln's got a lot of tough players, as we found out from Masaki Matsumoto in the last half hour. They still have Bellevue, and don't you know that those Bellevue kids are going to be ticked off they play Eastside Catholic again. So Bellevue will have that underdog revenge thing that Eastside Catholic had last year. So it's not going to be easy for Eastside Catholic to go through and win a state championship, but having said that, it will be a monumental upset if Eastside Catholic doesn't finish the season undefeated and win the state championship.